That song is called Gap Tooth, and Casey Dreesen says he was inspired to write it after hearing the traditional tune Cumberland Gap and wondering what it would sound like if it were an Irish jig rather than a song about the American Civil War. Although 3D is Casey's first solo album, you've probably heard his fiddle playing before if you're a fan of American roots musicians like Steve Earle, Tim O'Brien, and Bela Fleck, or maybe pop singer John Mayer. Those are just a few of the artists with whom the 28-year-old has performed and recorded. And they've returned the favor by going into the studio with Casey when it was time to make his album. That is Tim O'Brien you hear picking on the bouzouki, or octave mandolin, on the song The Confusion Before Dreams. Well, what made you decide it was time to go in the studio and make your own record?
You play a lot of, you know, as a side musician and play a lot of music for other folks, and, you know, ideas build up and you kind of feel a voice developing personally. Even if your main gig is playing for other people, you still got, you know, kind of a personality that can show itself, or, you know, a need to express something. And I felt like there's some different stuff I wanted to try out, you know, some different combinations of musicians and genres of things that I've kind of like to put together that could possibly be uniquely me if I'm lucky.
Raised in the Midwestern state of Illinois, Casey Dreesen began playing fiddle at the age of 6. He was encouraged by his father, who enjoyed playing banjo and pedal steel guitar. When Casey was a little bit older, the family started going to bluegrass festivals, and he learned how to play with other musicians. After graduating high school, Casey decided to attend the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts, which is a school known more for graduating a long line of progressive jazz musicians than bluegrass fiddlers. Casey says that Berklee introduced him to a whole new world.
One of the things I dug about it was that it was very international. It's like 50% international. You wouldn't necessarily hear English being spoken. You you know, you'd French, Chinese, Japanese, Greek. You know, there's all sorts of different walks of musicality there. And so it's not just jazz, but it's people that are coming to expand their musical knowledge, and their it's a platform for so many different things, really.
Could you do what you're doing today without having been there and experienced all that?
The music I'm making might be a little bit different. The people I'm making music with would be different, I'm sure. It really opened my eyes up to a lot of different music, you know, from around the globe. And, you know, I'd grown up in a pretty bluegrass house, progressive bluegrass, but, you know, I hadn't ever listened to, you know, Stevie Wonder or...
not at all.
No, I really hadn't. Uh-huh. You know, I'd grown up playing fiddle tunes.
And one of those fiddle tunes was Bill Monroe's Jerusalem Ridge. It sounds a little bit different on Casey Dreesen's CD, 3D. So that was a very traditional song given a sort of non-traditional arrangement.
Yes.
How do you hear things like that? Is it just from playing a lot that you just start going off in different directions?
Well, that song was the first tune that I kind of started fooling around with and trying some new stuff. In college, I recorded 4 different fiddles doing it, you know, and I was doing... on one of the track, and the other track, I was... And then the other track is the playing the melody. And then there's a harmony one that comes in there. So it's all fiddles, and they're all kind of leading the roles of the bass or the guitar or the drums, you know. Then for the record, I still wanted to do it, but I wanted to develop it beyond what it had been for me, you know, 5 years ago. There's no end of things that you could try on tunes, I'm sure of that. You keep on searching.
That updated arrangement of Jerusalem Ridge earned Casey Dreesen his first Grammy nomination in the awards that were handed out in 2007. Another highlight on 3D is an original song called Lady Beaumore. This version was recorded during a recent visit to the VOA studios in Washington, D.C. I'm Catherine Cole.